Howard Tolman, one of my favorite people in Chicago. I find him to be very, very interesting, and he's got his hands in everything, especially when it comes to tech. You don't wear hearing aids, do you, Howard?
No, I don't. But, you know, I just want to say one thing about your comment before, and that is I'm thinking that one of these days it's going to be a requirement, just like glasses, to drive if you have a hearing deficit because you can't hear the sirens. And you can't hear, you know, a lot of stuff that's really relevant to driver safety. So
yeah,
I wonder if that's coming. I mean, I wonder if they're going to have a hearing test, you know, in addition to vision tests and, you know, whatever else they do.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Not as long as Alexei wants to be mayor. He's not going to make people go through that.
That could be. But I just, speaking, the only other thing I would say is I just came back from Las Vegas, and part of the time I was there, I went to a private concert, and they issued people earplugs.
Oh yeah,
but it was so brutal that I actually used my iPod, my Apple earplug.
Yeah,
and it was actually much better because the voice comes through. You know, they're designed to suppress the sound around you, but not voice.
Yeah,
and so I could actually hear the guy singing, which was, a shock because previously it was just all noise.
So, who was it?
So I don't know. Well, it was the CEO of one of our companies, a guy from Chicago named Darren Guccione, who was a rocker, get ready for this, 50 years ago. He had a band in college, and he reassembled his band, including the drummer whose name was Mayor Bob, and Mayor Bob was the mayor of Joliet.
Oh my gosh.
And then some other guy was, you know, this and that, and they brought the band back together, brought them to Vegas, rented out sort of a speakeasy play, and before the big race, which was Saturday night, the big F1 race, which we were there for, he had a private concert. And it was amazing. He played for 2.5 hours, all these, you know, heavy metal songs and stuff, which I don't know if they were before or after my time, but they were nothing I was familiar with anyway. But he did do a couple. He did Dust in the Wind, so I actually recognize that.
So anyway. Howard, your article, very timely on Inc.com. I mean, they're always timely, but this really speaks to Illinois simply because it's about the digital driver's license.
Yeah, I went to the airport, by the way, and I used it. And I have to say, I was sad to hear about Mary. She must have done something bad because, you know, anybody and their dog can take two pictures and turn this thing on. So I'm sorry her phone wasn't working. But mine was perfect. I went through the TSA pre-check line. And by the time I got to the security person, I literally just tapped my phone. And she said, go ahead. So, piece of cake. You don't take anything out. You don't have to hand your phone to anybody. It's just like you would pay for anything else using your iPhone wallet. And it was amazing. And by the way, you start to understand how much time you save when these things are organized like that. And what I was so impressed by was that the TSA people actually had been trained up on it because it only started Wednesday, you know. So it means that among the other things that they continue to be bizarre and painful about, at least this thing they got immediately trained up on, and it was good. And Illinois is now the largest state to have it statewide, and they're still rolling it out, and you know, pretty soon maybe it'll be on Google phones and on Android phones, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Did you find yourself getting angry with the guy in front of you who's digging for his wallet and then trying to pull that license out of that little plastic thing?
I try to be, being at the airport is such a grievous thing that I try to be a good sport and smile at people whether they deserve it or not. So, you know, because life's too short. I mean, you know, you can get angry the entire trip, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
But it was okay. And,
in your article on Inc.com, you gave a lot of praise to Alexei Janulius.
Well, I have to say that the thing that is striking, first of all, they got it done, you know, which is always bizarre and wonderful when they deliver on a promise. But this is, you know, this is as much a people issue as anything else. And he's done a lot of stuff. You know, you talk about those of us who are getting older. So there are senior lines at the DMV. There are kiosks now. He just opened a new facility in Naperville. I mean, he's, you know, he's addressing exactly what we would hope a government agency would do. And he does it with a focus on the people part, not just the technology. I mean, I've been very impressed at the whole team that really delivered this.
Well,
I love the senior stuff, too. I mean, the senior stuff, you know, I went up and it's a nightmare to think about going through the whole deal. But you go there and they have a special line and, you know, you can now most of these DMV places, you can even make an appointment. So, you know, it's what we need. He calls it the time tax. And, you know, everything we do in life these days is, deciding whether we want to spend money to save time, because our time is really more valuable than the money.
Yeah, and you know what's impressive, Howard? You've served on state boards. I've served on state boards, you in a much larger capacity for many years. But trying to affect any change in this state is near impossible, and he did it pretty darn quick.
Yeah he did it in less. He's only been on the job about 2 years. He was dealing with stuff that had accumulated over 30 years. And look, Jesse was, I love Jesse, I love the tumblers, but he wasn't paying attention or interested in the technology. And so the tech debt was astonishing. I mean, the stuff that they walked into. And the only other thing I would say is you can't stop and just shut down and start new stuff. You have to change the engine on the jet while you're flying. And that's what's really amazing is without interrupting the day-to-day services, they were able to launch some of these things and really improve the experience at the same time without saying, oh, by the way, these three offices will be closed for the next 2 weeks.
Before I let you go, let's pop back over to music because someone older than you is on stage for night number two tonight at the United Center. Are you going to see Paul McCartney?
No. You know, the last two times, I think he's lost his voice. I mean, he's a very nice man and everything else, but I feel like he's over the hill. So it's not something, you know, not something. But the Eagles are coming back to the Sphere, you know, and I have to say this, I think you and I should both start putting these band names in quotes and sort of air quotes. So the remnants of the Eagles with various other people who maybe one time or another knew an Eagle are coming to be in December will be at the Sphere. And I think that's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Vince Gill is one of those people, though, since Glenn Frey died, he has taken over that role. I think it was Glenn Frey. Wait, am I right about that?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
yeah.
I can confirm
and
this,
he's he just is a natural part of that band. But yeah, it's still good to go see him, and I think that's why people are seeing McCartney, because they know this is the last run. They want to see one of the Beatles, and this might be their last opportunity. And I know if I wouldn't want to pay $7,000 for a ticket, but if I did get a ticket for a couple hundred bucks, it would be because I just want to see him, and I wouldn't really care what he sounded like.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you don't care, because the sound in these big places these days is horrendous. Not in the Sphere, where they really invested in the sound, but in the United Center, I mean, most of the time the sound is awful.
Yeah, so absolutely. Absolutely.
I hate to say that, but
it's true.
But they need to work on this stuff. I mean, the other, you know, one of these days I'm wondering whether we'll all have devices and the sound will come directly to our ears because we'll have earplugs in and stuff like that. So,
well, I already have that. It's called T-Coil, and it goes right into my hearing aids. Yeah.
Listen, I think what you're doing is fabulous, because I think this is another one of these quasi-stigma things that if we could get over it, we would make people safer, we'd make them better responsive. And frankly, I think if one spouse of two has the hearing deficit, that it's relationship, you know, just damaging, because if you say something 47 times and it's not heard, then you just decide not to say anything, you know.
You're right.
I think that that's something you need to do for your relationship as well.
Absolutely. Howard, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for always
being here for us.
Take
care.
That's
right,
Howard Tolman. We'll chat again. You will find him at howardtolman.com. That's TULLMAN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.